Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right, it is 8:06 on this Tuesday, July 14th. Morning Mayhem, fully assembled. I'm David Basil. That's Roger Scott. Justin Moore, Moore Mountain out in Poen. Christian Weaver producing. Going to talk to Rick Schaefer here in just a minute. Some messages are coming in. I just want to make sure that we share some of these. Proud of you, JM. You're adding years to your life and time with your family. I love hearing stories where God's spirits nudge someone into the light. We all have everyday battles. I sure do. Hope you will write country songs about it while you're feeling the spirit so strongly. That's one.
Thank
Here's
you.
Another one. JM, I'm a huge fan of yours and so are my kids. Thanks to your vulnerability and honesty, it was a teaching moment for me. It would have been very easy to say you had a vocal cord issue or some other reason, but you stayed true to yourself. Proud of you. Love you, brother.
Thanks, man. And, likewise.
We continue to get... Talk about putting you where you need to be. Raj is a good support system and a great team at the Buzz who's understanding for JM.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's that same way, Roger, with Tommy. The same way. You're right. It's nice, like you said, JM, to visit with people, and there's more out there than you think that have been through what you're going through. So,
yeah, for sure.
Less so. As a matter of fact, before we bring in Rick, do we have a clip from Rick and Justin? Speaking of, you know, we got the Justin board that we've been playing since you've been gone. What is this?
But has anybody ever worked with you with lawn chain?
Oh, Lord, no. I'm 40. Now I ain't worked.
You just call it. This is the best thing you just said. You said, we're not going to do it. That way, in your mind, you can always hit a home run.
I'm coming after you like a spider monkey.
Oh, my gosh. Let's bring in our man, right, Rick Schaefer.
That's just, he's testing you, yeah. JM.
Listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Good morning, Rick.
I love how you guys save everything. That's really good.
Isn't it awesome, Rick?
They save everything.
Roger,
it's amazing.
You've got some of the
it's
best
amazing.
Rick clips. And we got some great ones that we play. Yes.
I couldn't even I would have remembered that until you played it. So, although I will say this, I never remember hardly anything I say on the radio. I don't know how you guys are, but after the show's over, my wife will say, well, how was it? And I suppose it's okay. And I might think of one or two things that we talked about in 3 hours, but other than that, it's kind of over till the next day.
See, I picture but I do. Your wife. I'm sorry, Rick. I picture your wife saying, so how was today's show? And then you go,
ziggity diggities.
That's what I
think. Not quite. But let me share. I listened to Justin at the 7:15 time, and let's just say this like it is. Every human being is born with the potential for an addiction. Every one of us. Because we're all born with a sin nature, and that a sin is doing something away from God. That's all it is. And you can say it's drinking or pornography or whatever you want to do, but it's drawing us away from God. And only God can draw us back. And so, and Justin realizes that. He accepted Christ many years ago, but it doesn't mean that every day you still don't need his help. So it's really interesting that this was in a devotional I was reading before I even heard you this morning. I'm going to read it. It's out of Psalm 40, and it says this, and Justin, you'll relate to this. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry for help. You asked for help. He heard your cry for help.
Yeah,
he brought
absolutely.
Me up from a desolate pit. He brought me up from a desolate pit out of the muddy clay, which is where you were, and set my feet on a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth. And boy, have you got the potential to sing new songs. And a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. There are others that are going to see what you did, Justin, and they're going to turn their trust to the Lord because they see what you did. And so when you think of the hard time that you just went through, you're going to be blessed, and others are going to be blessed because he brought you through that. So I was just I read that this morning. Yeah,
I sure hope so, Rick. That's the goal, and I appreciate you sharing that, man. And good to talk to you again. Hope you're well.
I am. My life is always good, but you know what? We just moved into a house in a new neighborhood, and if you guys have been to Stonebridge Golf Course in Fayetteville, we our back porch faces the eighth fairway, and it's the most beautiful. It's the most beautiful view we've ever had of a house that I've ever lived in. Justin, you live out in probably on the mountaintops, and you get to see these great views every day. It's beautiful for us. But you know what's funny is for the things that you get used to, we don't have internet service yet and won't have it until a week from today because there are only two people living in the neighborhood right now, our across-the-street neighbors and us. And so it's a whole new experience for me not having internet. That means no computer, no TV, none of that. And I am only on the air this morning because of a cradle point that Randy sent me that I could use until we get internet service. So sometimes all these conveniences that we have and think we can't live without them, you know what? You can. It's okay.
It's pretty awesome,
it's a great,
ain't it, Rick?
It's a great life. Pardon me?
I said it's pretty awesome, ain't it? Well, I was
yes,
away
it is.
For a month. I was in the same boat, and it was pretty nice, actually.
Well, I was Go ahead, Rick.
I heard David say, oh, Rick will give us all the details on the All-Stars and all that kind of stuff. When you don't have internet, now on your phone you can still get this stuff, but you get a little bit detached. And so, yeah, I know some of what's going on, but like you, Justin, it's not as bad as being away for 30 days and not knowing anything. But I probably know less right now than I normally would because I can't get on the computer and search.
Well, you know, I was going to say, you know, I Justin, normally, and Rick, when I go to the SEC Media Days, been doing it for 15 years in a row, it's always the week during while we're there. We always have the All-Star game during that week and the Home Run Derby. So that's why yesterday we were down in Atlanta for the NASCAR races. And I'm looking around and going, I thought I saw something about the Home Run Derby. I guess they're promoting next week. Well, no, it was last night on Netflix.
Last night.
I didn't see one thing about it. And, you know, they're taking the money, which I get it. But, boy, you lose the mass audiences by doing
baseball,
those. Yeah.
Baseball has made a major mistake. And they don't realize it. They think, well, we need to appeal to a younger audience. Okay, I get that. I'm at the age where I still go. I've seen 10 major league games this year, and I'm going to see at least three more. But 10 years from now, I probably won't be doing that. So they need to appeal to the younger audience. They think Netflix is the way to do that. But they lose much of their audience that doesn't have Netflix. So now we don't have internet, so I couldn't watch Netflix anyway. I do know that Jordan Walker, the Cardinals, had an amazing performance. Kyle Schwarber had a 3-home-run lead. He had to hit a home run to keep getting a bat, and he hit 4 in a row and won. So I do know that because I read about it, but I didn't get to see it. And so that's kind of a shame. But Friday night, if your team happens to be on Apple TV, which I don't have, then you're not going to watch your team play. Or in the NFL, if your team happens to be playing on Thursday night and you don't have Prime Video, you're not going to see your team play. And I think these leagues chasing the dollars are missing the opportunity to hit a larger audience. Now, they hit large audiences as it is. I get that.
Right.
But as player salaries keep going up and up and up, they got to figure out a way to feed the monster, and that's what they're doing. So it's too bad. You know, the first game of the season was on Netflix.
Yeah.
Giants and the Cubs. And so if you didn't have Netflix, you couldn't see the season opening game. I think that's a mistake. But obviously, they haven't consulted me on that.
I think the NFL is too big to fail a little bit, but I think it is a misstep to put – I'm talking about the NFL necessarily.
Okay.
But it's a misstep to put all these games on all these different streaming platforms.
Yes.
I mean, you're on Netflix, you're on Prime.
You lose the ability to follow.
I think one of the main things for the NFL was, and why they get such good ratings in some cases is – because you could turn it on four, or you could turn it on your local
channels,
and that's where the NFL game is. But now they're all on different streaming platforms.
Yeah.
But, Christian, you just said something that is totally right and wrong at the same time. The NFL is too big to fail. If they think they're too big to fail, they're in big trouble. Because when you think you're too big to fail, you can fail. And baseball was the dominant sport for years.
Yeah.
And now it's probably number two or three. And so when you start thinking you're too big to fail, there's somebody else that's going to take your place. I appreciate the fact that a few years ago at the Walmart, at their annual shareholders meeting, Doug McMillon was the CEO. And he wrote down, he gave a list of the 10 largest companies 20 years ago. I think only one of them was still among the 10 largest companies. And his point was, if Walmart, if we ever get to the point where we think we're so big that we can't fail, you better think again. So the NFL, all these leagues, just to make money, you can pursue money all you want, but then the next thing you know, your attendance dips a little bit. The next thing you know, your audience dips a little bit. Got to be cautious of that. When you think you're too big to fail, you're in big trouble.
A couple things. We're visiting with Rick Schaefer, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. We appreciate them and their great support across the state of Arkansas. They're my neighborhood grocery store. Speaking of baseball, Justin, we were down at NASCAR yesterday, Rick, over the weekend, rather, and they had the race at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, which they now call Echo Park. And Chipper Jones was the one who started the engines.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and so of course we were in Braves territory, and then we got a question today: who was the player who had the most All-Star, I guess, invites or opportunities? Did you know that answer to that?
Selections
in all of Major League Baseball
history? Yeah. You got
It's got to be Hank Aaron or Willie Mays.
Hank Aaron is correct.
Well, if they'd, and here's why, because in the early 60s, they played two All-Star games. So those two guys got a chance to do two more. Otherwise, it probably would have been Stan Musial, but those two guys got those two extra games, and they deserved it. I mean, they think about today. If you're 34 years old or 35 years old, they think you're over the hill. Henry Aaron and Willie Mays were great players at 37, 38, 39 years old because they kept themselves in amazing shape back then when baseball players weren't all that conditioned. That's why they had to come to spring training. Or you read those stories about you go to Hot Springs for their baseball weekend and you see what they had to do because all winter they'd been gaining weight and all that kind of stuff. But those two, they were in superb condition, and that's why they were able to do that. So, Justin, you're a big Braves fan, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, number one, while you were gone, the Braves had the best record. Then they had kind of a slump, but they're okay. I think they still have the best record in the National League, so you can be happy about that. And I'm sorry you weren't there for Chipper Jones yesterday. That would have been a big deal, huh?
That would have been fun, sure.
Chipper was great. Now, don't you think, too, of all the All-Star games, and I'm not, you know, obviously right now maybe things are changing, but all the All-Star games, the baseball had the coolest connection, I think.
Still does.
You think so? Yeah. Of course, you know, a lot of the players are injured right now, so this year won't probably be as good. But it certainly did in the past. It was a big deal in the past.
Big deal in the past. I think it still is. Look at the NFL All-Star game. It's a flop. Now what are they doing?
That's a waste.
Playing powder puff football? I mean, that's ridiculous. The NBA All-Star game is all dunks. That's dunks and three-pointers.
No defense,
that's about it.
Right.
Yeah, and but baseball still draws the biggest names. I'll tell you the great story this year is Mike Trout. Mike Trout was the MVP three times. He was the Rookie of the Year. For the first 7 or 8 years of his career, he looked like as great a player as would ever play. And then came the injuries. And so for three straight years, he was picked for the All-Star team, but he couldn't play because he was hurt. The last 2 years, he didn't even make the All-Star team. He's 34 years old. He's about to be 35. This year, right now today, his OPS, which is on-base percentage plus slugging, is .938. He's hitting home runs again. His batting average is only around .240, but he's hitting home runs again, and he got selected for the All-Star team game, and he grew up 45 minutes from Philadelphia. You know, he's a big Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. And so and he wants LeBron to play for the 76ers. But he's back, and he's celebrating the fact that he's back at the All-Star game. And Mike Trout, it shows you again how fleeting fame is. Greatest player for a decade, then all of a sudden you forgot he even played, and now there he is back. It's really, that's a cool story at the All-Star game.
I'd sent some books to Justin when he was he's doing his 30 days in rehab, and Justin, I don't know I know you didn't get a chance to look through all of them, but one of them was I think it was Mickey Mantle, I think, who a very high profile battle with alcoholism, right?
Yeah,
Rick.
Yeah,
it was a struggle bus for him. Matter of fact, I was John Daly told me one time that he was in rehab and Mantle walked out. Maybe that was somebody else, but. Yeah, Rick, I know that you know the history there, that he had a big struggle for him, right?
Mantle was, he and Whitey Ford were out drinking all the time, and maybe Billy Martin was among that crowd. And Mantle said later, his grandfather and his father both died before they were 50 years old from heart problems. And Mantle lived to be, I think it was at least young to mid-60s. And he said later that if he'd have known he was going to live that long, he would have taken better care of his body.
right.
And, you know, so that was interesting, because you think about, he was phenomenal. But, you know, he stepped, you know, early in his career, he stepped on a water sprinkler head that happened to be up above the ground for some reason and hurt his knee. And never, after his first couple of years, never was at full speed again, but still was a tremendous player. And then he lived this carousing life and everything, great with people, nice to people and all that, but he lived this carousing life. Bobby Richardson was the spiritual leader of those teams. And before Mantle died, he asked Richardson to come talk to him about Jesus again. And so Mantle did accept Christ before he died, which is a great story. But boy, was he, well, just think, Randy Rainwater to this day, Mickey Mantle's his favorite player.
Yeah.
Bob Costas, who is kind of the voice of baseball over the last several decades, carries a 1959 Mickey Mantle card in his billfold.
Yeah, very cool.
Because Mickey Mantle was such a hero to him. Isn't that amazing?
It is. Well, I just wanted to share that. And then, you know, of course, you know, Justin, Roger, we would hate for Justin. We want to see Justin continue to be successful. But Rick, I told him,
absolutely.
I said he's coming back at the worst time to deal with anxiety. Because we know what happened last year about the 10th game of the season for the Razorbacks. This is Justin Moore.
I'm not even asking for 10 wins. I'm asking for one! One win!
Well, he's coming back. Oh, gosh.
Oh my God!
Maybe he's coming back at a good time, because North Alabama's the next game.
And then it's tough after that.
This, Justin, if you don't get one win in that game, oh my gosh,
we're in trouble.
You may have to go for 60 days of rehab. So.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Oh my gosh! That would be. Of course, you got Utah right after that on the road at 9:15. Then Georgia after that in Fayetteville. Oh Lord. Well, Rick, hey, thank
you. No, I'll just tell you something. Arkansas is going to win more games than you think they are. And because you know why? They're not going to turn the dang ball over all the time like they did last year.
That will help.
And we've shared this. Hey, we've talked so many times since the season. They should have won 8 or 9 games last year.
Yeah.
And you can turn it that. You can go back to one turnover per game. One turnover per game. Memphis.
You're exactly
Ole
right.
Miss,
I know.
LSU.
I know.
Mississippi State. Auburn, they should have won every one of those games. So, Justin, this year, they're not going to turn the ball over, and you're going to be a happier guy.
I like it, Rick.
Good job. Rick, hey, thanks so much for moving. You know, Justin and Roger,
anytime.
Sometimes Rick
happy
is willing
to
move, and we want to have that time with Justin in the 7 o'clock hour. So, thanks for moving. And,
certainly.
We'll have you. See you next week, buddy.
Thanks, Rick.
Okay.
Right.
And congratulations,
best,
Justin. Really glad
thanks,
for you.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks to Edwards Food Giant for sponsoring Rick every week. And go by and see them. Let them take good care of you. Good. Chuck.